Good
Hello.
morning.
Hello.
You have to put it exactly on the
plate. The,
yeah.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Should I bring my pen too?
Yeah, no, that's for me. You just have to make some notes.
Okay.
I got my mouse.
I also got my mouse, but no, I don't need my mouse, I think.
I do.
Yeah.
Come on.
There we are. My laptop is crashing.
Damn computer.
Help, help, help.
Let's just check one more time. Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, actually, my laptop doesn't work.
I don't know.
Switch it on again.
Check. Okay. I think it works.
Test, test.
Yes, it's working.
So you all read what we're going to do or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a remote control.
Yeah, that's
right. I think my laptop is a bit edgy.
I just made a simple presentation. So you also put some things in it. Okay. How does this work? I don't know. Is it
one, most to the right, yes, that one.
This one?
Yes. Press F11.
Ah, cool. Okay. So that's my name, you know the whole. We're going to make a remote control, you already know that. Let's have a look how we're going to this agenda of our meeting. You know this is about 25 minutes, this meeting. So the first thing we have to know is you already know what we're going to do. You also read what these things are?
Yes.
Not yet? Okay. So, yeah, it has to be original, trendy, user-friendly. Now, that's what we're going to design. First, we have three steps of making the remote control. The first thing is the functional design. It's very important. We have to look what the needs are, the effects of the functional design, and how the remote control works. So that's where we're going to look in the functional design. That's for the next meeting. The second thing is the conceptual design. That's what the specifications of the components and the properties, and the specifications of the user interface. And we have to look what the market is doing, for what kind of remote controls are in the market. And the third thing is the detailed design. And that's you know what it is. It's exactly how it looks and whatever. Okay, so now this is these are two smart boards. Here's an introduction of that one. You already saw. You know all that you can put things in the project map
folder. Yes.
Folder. Okay. So now we can have a look at that one. Okay. So what we're going to do first is so you can read. You have to draw a favorite animal on the whiteboard, and say why it's your favorite animal. So and you have this is just to try it out, and we have to use different pen colors and different thickness of the pen. So okay, so first have to show you, maybe you can come here to have a look how it works.
Yes, yeah, I can see it.
Okay.
Now.
This is a new page, it's okay. Use pen format. And a different color can use here. No, I don't know, I just take pink. Take Oh, there's no pink. Okay. Oh,
purple.
Just purple. Okay. Now blue. And line with 10. Okay. I'll just take what I'm going to draw as an elephant. Just draw slowly because otherwise it won't work. It's a very nice elephant, you can see. I don't know how it looks, but it doesn't matter.
Looks very nice.
And just something like this? Oh no, not really. Yeah, okay.
Like a dinosaur.
Because I like. Oh, okay.
A pink elephant.
This takes too long. Okay, whatever. Just erase this one. It's a bit slow, you can see. This is a bit annoying.
Okay.
Okay, so just for you guys, just one of you can draw a painting if you want. Just don't, yeah, just use it like that. Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Just in format, you can use a Bendix.
Okay, and then what's the color? How do I do?
It's in format. Yeah.
Ah. Just it has to be water, but
no, it has to be an animal. So if that's it should be a snake or something.
It's an animal that lives in the water. So I first draw the water.
The water is important.
Okay, and now I make the animal. It's a fish.
Okay, cool.
So. This is a worm. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's nice.
Wow.
Okay, who next?
Do you have to write down why? That doesn't matter. Just it's to get used to the whiteboard, but that's okay.
Okay.
Just make a new blank page.
Well, Paul.
Yeah. Like this?
Yeah, not too far to the pen top.
Okay. Let's make it. A dog.
Maybe you should hold your pen a bit more to the back so that. No, to the. Yeah.
To the back.
I think it's a pig.
Pig?
No, it's a dog.
A dog.
A sheep?
Not the head.
We only have 25 minutes, so.
Take it easy.
Okay, I make a cat of it.
Hey, I was gonna make a cat too.
Use your fantasy.
Oh, not too quick.
Just hold it more to the back, then you don't. If that
no,
just okay.
I just draw too quick, I think. Okay, that's it. More?
No, that's okay, thank you.
Just to get used to it.
Okay.
I thought these pens would be just, you write it down and you download it to Word. You already did it or not?
No. Yeah, okay. I tried it. But you actually got to write on that paper.
Sorry?
You really got to write on that
paper.
Yeah,
I know, but
it's a real pen.
I thought it would be just in typed words in Word.
Yeah,
so
but it's just a picture.
It's just a picture.
Oh.
So, it's really not that cool as I thought it would be.
You can't edit it in Word.
No.
Ooh, okay.
It's a donkey.
I don't know. What time did we start this meeting? I'm not sure.
I think it was
Half past 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. I just have to save everything, so. Oh, this is definitely the best one. Okay, so what we know is that we have to sell this remote control for about 25 euros.
Excuse me.
Okay, that's and we have to make a profit of 50 million euros, so we have to use a big market in Europe.
Piece of cake.
The production costs are about half the price of selling price, sorry?
No, easy.
So, can someone make a calculation about how many we have to sell of these to make 50 million? I don't know. So, we're going to have a little discussion about what experience are within a remote control, the first ideas and everything, so just have a look how we're think about remote controls.
Yeah, my first question was, does it have to be a universal remote control?
Oh yeah, that's a good question.
Because we sell it lonely from the not with the television, we sell it apart.
I think it's I'm not sure it's not.
Yeah, it probably would be universal.
And only television or more devices?
I don't think you can buy a universal remote control for 25 euros, so not sure. But
yeah, I know. You can buy a universal control.
Okay, so we just say say it's a universal remote control.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
And also for the VCR and the DVD player?
Yeah, everything. Just
okay.
So a lot of buttons on the remote.
Yeah, probably.
Not just the TV.
No, just everything.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, what's a remote control? It's a black thing with some buttons on it. It's nothing very special. But
well, we can try to make it special.
Yeah, that's right. So, do you have any ideas how it has to look for usability?
Well,
or user?
I thought about making it the same as style as the television, but yes, we don't have the same television all the time, so that's no matter. If we control the VCR and the DVD player with it, it has to be clear, because kids and elderly are gonna use it. So it's not only for the technical persons. I think it must be a very good control, so you can use it from everywhere in your room. The infrared thing must be from very good quality.
That's right. Should be a good point.
Okay.
Nothing frustrating then.
And how big should it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
It shouldn't be too big, but I don't think we can make it too small because it has to have a lot of functions. So
yeah,
we can't make it smaller than things we see now, I think.
Just big enough for the buttons we have. That's
it. Or we have to make something like mobile phones that you can fold it open.
Yeah.
Maybe then you can make it smaller and uniquer.
Yes.
Maybe more trendy.
But you think about one you can
fold open, where you can see more options.
Maybe it's for the DVD player or something.
Yeah, something.
Or you can
just general things like volume and TV channels, and inside things you don't use that often.
Yeah.
Oh, or you could think of an a small touch screen on the remote control.
Yeah. Won't that?
Why should you use a touch screen on a remote control?
Maybe
you can make an menu in it.
Yeah, or maybe to keep it easy and small.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not too like expensive to put a touch screen on.
Yeah, maybe it would.
It's expensive. Not reachable, I think.
I don't think it either.
And we have to care for the strength of the remote control.
Yeah.
Because remote controls are most things in the house that falls down on the ground and get
so
often broken.
And if you have a touch screen in it, it's definitely too.
Yeah,
yeah. Lots of kids use it, and touchscreen is not kids.
You can put games on your remote control.
And how about the batteries? Should you put it in a recharger or?
Oh, maybe that's a good idea. You just put it on your television and just recharge. You never have to use any
maybe
batteries.
Maybe that's a good idea, but yeah, we have to look at the price then, I think.
Yeah, how expensive is a normal recharger?
Well, how much is your standard mobile phone recharger?
I don't know.
Yeah, if you buy it separately from your phone, it's probably expensive, but I don't know what the projection
maybe
costs are for such.
If you look at the market, it's probably it's still the best way just to put batteries in it because maybe it's too expensive.
But a home station is a really good idea because lots of people are lose their remote control and don't know where it is, and now you can put
that's
it always at the same place.
Yeah.
Maybe it's therefore it's a good idea, but maybe it's expensive.
Maybe use it as a separate option.
Yeah.
Sell it separately.
You can buy it with.
Yeah, but I have a mouse that's also
rechargeable.
Yeah, and you just have normal batteries that you can recharge and just put it in the station, or you can change the batteries.
Oh yeah.
So
option, just the option. That's cool.
I said something on paper already. Size, looks, usable. The buttons on usual places. The on-off button must be on top.
Yeah.
It has to lay good in the hand. You have to.
Has to be a different form than a normal remote controller?
I don't know.
I think we have to look at that because you can do everything the standard way, but
you can make it very special to create our own looks. But it's very hard.
Yeah, if we want to make it special, we probably have to do a lot of testing if it really works.
Well, you can have the basic things on the same place, like on-off button on top and the TV channels 1, 2, 3, 4 as a block.
Yeah,
and then the volume obviously on top, so you can see. But the rest is you don't use that often. So if you have a clear button with a good icon on it, it should be clear as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what place it is on the remote control, I think. So you can do something unique with that.
Yeah. What we have to think about too is buttons that you use often are. Maybe like when you fold it open, when you have it closed, you can still do the functions.
Already said.
Just for
on
the
on
TV.
Top
and
the
basic
options on top.
Basically,
fold it
when
open.
I'm
but
watching TV, I'm just using like 5 buttons or so.
Maybe it's very hard to make it full open and to look like it's very what's it called? If
you make it default open, it's also the strength is not as good as
no,
a normal.
No, that's
why.
So maybe you have
to
keep it like a square, just normal remote control kind of thing.
Okay, but yeah.
Let's think about it. We have to close this to finish this meeting. So.
Okay.
Just some more things. We have another 30 minutes, so then we're going to meet again. So you know what you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, the marketing expert, the user requirements specification. Do I need to think as a user only the looks and the?
I don't know what you want to do with it.
Yeah, I think just if you have to know if it's for a TV, a DVD player, all the things.
Okay.
Also from a user, but.
Yeah,
there's
also
together.
About strength.
Yeah.
And
you also wrote down some
for
stuff that you want.
Yeah, no, maybe not strength. That's not that's something for
technical
for
thing.
That's not for you.
Okay.
Just if what's in the market, what's normal, what kind of
do
buttons
you want
do
to
you
do
have?
With remote control? What do you need on your remote control? I
yeah,
already
right.
wrote some down. Some ideas.
Yep.
Yeah. Just is that okay?
Okay.
Yep. Okay. There's already a document in the folder.
Yeah, me too.
So, see you in 30 minutes.
Okay, well done.
Okay.
For the next time, you have to put it exactly on the square, so your laptop.
Oh, Paul.
Didn't say that.
No, sorry.
Your fault.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.